This is TWiT.
New York Times article today in the Sunday Times, Toy Talk is creating a Barbie that will talk back to kids. There's Oren Jacob right there. Fascinating. What they're saying is that kids today, not high school kids, younger kids, are used to talking to their gadgets and them talking back. This is part of how they have grown up. So for them, the idea of a Barbie that can have a conversation, this is not a pull the string, feed me, Barbie. This is a Barbie that will have a conversation like Siri will. It will analyze the speech and produce relevant responses. Hello, Barbie is a Wi-Fi-enabled Barbie, which comes out this fall. What do you think?
I love it and I hate it. On the one hand, I love it. No. Hear me out. So on the one hand, I really like it because I think that it makes sense for the way kids play with toys, right? They talk to them and they have these conversations.
Right.
And to be able to have a toy and have this smart interactivity where you can get intelligent things back. I would have loved this as a kid. I think that's awesome. The thing that concerns me, and I know this is a weird thing, but in their privacy policy, basically because they record the data, the parents have permission to go through and listen to everything that the kid has told.
And by the way, that's where we get these recordings from, is their parents.
Right.
Yeah.
And exactly. And I don't know. There's something creepy to me about the fact that if I'm a kid and I'm talking to my toy, that my parents could be spying on me and listening to what I'm saying. I mean, on the one hand, I understand you want things for safety and precaution. But on the other hand, like sometimes kids talk to their toys about things they might not want to talk to their parents about. And I don't know. I'm thinking back to me, if I were a little girl, if I would have wanted my parents to know everything I did with my Barbie dolls. To be perfectly honest, no, I wouldn't have wanted them to know.
Didn't you, with your Barbie dolls, have conversations? You would talk to them, but Barbie would talk to Ken.
I'd greet entire soap operas. I would recreate Melrose Place with my Barbie dolls all the time. I would recreate The Young and the Restless and Melrose Place with my Barbie dolls and would have full conversations and love triangles, the whole works. I don't know if I would have wanted my parents to know.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
What I was doing at 9 years old was, you know, making my Barbie dolls have sex with each other and steal each other's boyfriends. I don't know if I would want that to be, I'm just being honest, I don't know if I would
I'm
be
glad they know
with that.
Now.
they don't care now, but you know, it's, but at the time,
at
you
the
know,
time, they would have freaked out.
Exactly. And it was just like healthy expression of me, you know, living out my goal of being a TV writer or something. And so I don't know. I love it, but I am a little concerned with the privacy policy, which I know they're doing for the right reasons. But I'm kind of concerned with the idea that the parents can just kind of listen to everything their kids are doing with their toys. To me, that kind of, I don't know, that's my only qualm with
it.
Can
I just say, as a parent, we would often sneak into the room and listen anyway.
That's a good point.
We just didn't have the capabilities that modern technology gives us to bug our children 24/7. Here's Hello, Barbie. Now, one thing, Barbie's been in trouble before for saying things like math is hard. Let's hope that they've gone beyond that.
I love New York, don't you? Tell me,
hey.
What's your favorite part about the city? The food, the fashion, or the
sights? Food, fashion, or sights?
Food.
We like the food and the restaurants.
Wow, so this Barbie is working for the New York City Touring Board.
Seriously.
What's your favorite food?
So not every kid, this is not appropriate for every kid, but there are kids who have difficulty communicating.
I think that this could be successful, and I'm sure there'll be kids who love it. But it sort of falls into that uncanny valley territory where things are just a little bit off, but you don't know why. I mean, we had Simon Says. Is that what that thing was called?
Yeah.
We've had toys that have talked before. And at the end of the day, for most kids, the great thing about being a kid is your imagination is really rich. And so your playtime is much more interesting and exciting with inanimate stuffed animals and stuff.
That's
because
actually very
you can
true.
Really, because my mom runs a daycare center. I've watched little kids a lot and the way they play. And they'll play with a machine for a while, and it's great. But the most interesting conversations they have and the ones where you see them really engrossed is when they're using their imaginations to make up scenarios that they control and that they have fun with, whether it's alone or with friends or with toys.
Let me quote Natasha Singer's article in the New York Times. A recent study conducted by researchers at Georgetown compared two groups of toddlers. One group played with plush toys that had been pre-programmed to say the child's name and to say that they had the same favorite food and song as the child. The other played with plush toys that called each child pal. Hey, Pally! And they liked different things. With the same toy character on screen, presented math skills So they had the character then on screen presenting math skills like arranging cups in order of size. The first group of toddlers, the ones addressed by name, performed better than those addressed as pal.
Sure. That's hilarious. My sister used to think that Mr. Rogers was talking directly to her.
Yeah.
She thought that she was his television friend. She thought that he was actually talking directly to her through the television.
That was actually the secret. I think one of the secrets to his success was he looked right at the camera and said, "Hey, friend, how are you today?"
She literally thought that she was his television friend, that he was talking just to her. And I think it was probably once she discovered that reruns were a thing that she figured out.
Wait a minute. He said the same thing last week.
Right. I was never under any illusions that it was not television, but I did think Big Bird was human because he slept in a bed. So that was my thing is that I thought, well, of course, if he's sleeping in a bed, then he must be a real human. But I think that there is something to be said for having this personalization. But I think Katie's point is great. My mom's a child psychologist. She was retired now. And yeah, the way kids play with things, I've observed a little bit of that. Yeah, they tend to be a lot more verbal and get a lot more of their playthings done when they can create the stories. But when it comes to learning things, that's, I think, maybe where it's different. If you can customize it and personalize it more, the kid might be more engaged and more willing to go through the exercises and retain what's happening if they feel like they're part of it, rather than just, hiya, Sonny. Hiya, pal.
Pal is not a good choice.
Pal is probably not a good choice.
Hey, Pally, how you doing? A couple of weeks ago, the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood, an advocacy group in Boston, asked Mattel to shelve Talking Barbie, saying the voice recordings amounted to eavesdropping and could be used to exploit the intimate feelings of children. Whatever the child says will be manipulated and used to insinuate these dolls further into girls' lives, said Susan Lynn, the group's director. So, anyway, what hath technology wrought? At least Barbie can be a computer engineer. Don't get us started.
That book was terrible.
I know, but it was fun to laugh at.